So this guy has hypercalcemia as a result of a calcium injection. This is going to suppress his endogenous PTH secretion. So far, that's not complicated, not dramatic. So PTH is a down arrow. Then you might be saying, well, what the fuck is 24-25-dihydroxy-D3? You need to know for USMLE step one purposes, that is an inactive form of D3 and is essentially the same thing as 25-D3, okay? So PTH is going to play the role of upregulating 1-alpha-hydroxylase, the PTH of the kidney, converting 25-hydroxy-D3 into 1,25-dihydroxy-D3. So if PTH is suppressed, as in this case, then that means there is more 25 to be converted over into 24-25, okay? There's more 25 available to be converted into 24-25. So 24-25 will go up in this case, okay? Once again, just an inactive storage form. Fecal calcium, you might be wondering what that's about. 1,25-dihydroxy-D3, active vitamin D3, normally plays the role of increasing calcium absorption from the small bowel. So if PTH is decreased in this case and 1,25 production is decreased, then we know that there's less absorption from the small bowel and fecal calcium will increase, okay? These variables are asked on the NBMEs for step one. They might seem slightly weird, but it's not an accident. I didn't just romanticize and create these for the sake of it. So in this case, just in summary, we have hypercalcemia, PTH will be suppressed, it's a down arrow. That means we have less production of 1,25-dihydroxy-D3, so there's more 25 available to be converted into 24-25, so 24-25 increases, it's just an inactive storage form, and fecal calcium will increase because there's less 1,25 produced, which would normally increase the absorption of calcium from the small bowel. Okay, that's it.